Well, good day everyone, it's Mac here, it's Mac Colgan on AudioView and back on the Struck Studio app with some more Christmas songs on Saturday the 22nd of December. And these songs coming up are classed in my own category of crappy. Of course, you might find them entirely enjoyable. Let's start with Last Christmas. The one you may be thinking of.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. Well, this year, save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten, twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, don't you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. Merry Christmas. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying I love you, I meant it. Now I know what a fool I've been. But if you kissed me now, I know you'd fool me again. Last Christmas I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. Well, this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
waiting, been waiting, been waiting for weeks. 'Cause this year I'll simply sweep you off your feet. I've been counting, been counting, been counting down sleeps. 'Cause this year under the mistletoe, I hope you don't say no. I'm working harder, still the money's running low. The car won't start, it's getting towed. And if I wake up and I see there's nothing new to make this Christmas, all I need's red, white, and you. Everybody's decking out their hall.
What did you think of those five songs? First we had Last Christmas from Jamelia, who is a UK singer, R&B I think, or soul maybe, and she did actually have a hit with the track Superstar, and all I can say about her version for Last Christmas is terrible. Next up came Jingle Bells from Les Paul. Now, a lot of people out there will remember that name, Les Paul, who was an American jazz country blues guitarist. And Les Paul actually pioneered the electric guitar as we know it now in rock and roll. I quite enjoyed, ironically, the Plinky Plonk version of Jingle Bells by Les. Unfortunately, he died in 2009. But a great celebrity in the guitar folk field. Next came O Come All Ye Faithful from a girl called Stacey Orrico, who's an American R&B singer and an actress who's actually appeared in two or three films. Personally, I thought her track was awful. Next up came Red, White and You, and that came from the band These Kids Wear Crowns, who are actually a Canadian electro-pop band who did actually have a hit with one of their albums, a particularly good album apparently, called Jumpstart. Yes, a bit chirpy for me, to be honest. And number five there came I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus from The Thrills. Now, The Thrills are an Irish rock band who originated in Dublin, I believe about 2001, and did actually have quite a bit of success with their albums, and I won an award for that album, particularly called So Much For The City. I don't think your track was as bad as the other four, but I think it actually was worse, now I think about it. Anyway, moving on, Let's drink a toast.
Let's raise our glasses, let's drink a toast to the friends and relations, ones we love most. Some have departed, some can't be here, but let's wish them Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is the season when we reminisce of love songs and bygones and things that we miss. So let's raise our glasses just one more time before the piper plays Auld Lang Syne.
Singing hey ho,
let's drink a toast to the friends and relations, the ones we love most.
Hey ho,
let's raise a cheer and wish them Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is the moment we all think of peace, and all of us hoping for troubles to cease. So let's raise our glasses again and again till there's peace round the world and there's peace to all men.
Singing hey ho,
let's drink a toast to the friends and relations, the ones we love most.
Hey ho,
let's raise a cheer and wish them Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Singing hey.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Poor man came inside, gathering winter fuel.
Well, in the second half there you heard Let's Drink a Toast. I bet you didn't recognise that group. Those that probably will recognise that group. It was the Troggs singing that song. Even I didn't realise it was the Troggs till I seen the title on the recording. And the Troggs was a UK band, of course, with massive hits, massive following in this country, with songs like Girl Like You and Wild Thing. After that we had Hark the Herald Angels Sing from Wayne Newton. Now, he was an American singer based in Las Vegas, actually. He sings in Las Vegas, I think he's still going yet, and he apparently is known as Mr. Midnight Idol, or Mr. Las Vegas, or Mr. Entertainment. So I guess he's been there for a wee while. Next up came Christmas Is the Time to Say I Love You from Billy Squire. A pretty unique duo who apparently had some hits previous. I'm not quite sure how I would take this track, to be perfectly honest with you. Anyway, following that we had Good King Wenceslas from the UK duo Cockney pop singing duo of Chaz and Dave, who had a big following years ago, kind of died to death because of the genre kind of died away. People have moved on from the cheeky jeopardy guys, but they did have big hits in this country with songs like Rabbit and Gertrude. I guess those people not staying in the UK won't know what Gertrude is all about, but you'll have to listen to it and you probably still won't understand. And so I'll leave you with the final track of my crappy Christmas song selection. It is a track called Please Daddy, Please Don't Get Drunk This Christmas. Great thoughts, by the way, and it comes from a group called the Decembrists, who were a band who originated in Portland, Oregon, and apparently had quite a big hit with their album The King Is Dead. I'll leave you to decide what you think about it. I hope you have enjoyed in part some of these songs, and maybe, just maybe, you'll actually have enjoyed them and go have a further look and further listen. Next time you hear from me with Christmas songs, it will be the stuff we all love and we all want to hear at this time of the year. So the little known, the wacky and the crappy have gone, and next up will be the big stuff, the big guns firing on all cylinders, Christmas songs. Bye for now.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mom cry. Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Just last year when I was only 7, now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came in 11, fell down underneath the Christmas tree. Say please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy,